The following shiur has been delivered by Harav Aaron David Lebovitz, Rosh Kollel in Kollel Ateres Chaim Baruch, and is presented by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara of Zachim brings a Zayisik and Machlekes to Nachis and Rabbah concerning the inyan of Asiyas Melachas Eichal Nefesh on Yamtif. The Gemara says, Itmar, Ha'ayfim a Yamtif Bechol, somebody bakes, he does Melacha on Yamtif for the purpose of a weekday, so Rav Chista says, Laika, he gets Malkus. And Rabbah Amar ain't no Laika. Rabbah says that there is no Malkus. The Gemara is Mazra the Machlekes, that Rabbah holds Eino Leike, even though you're doing Malacha that is seemingly not for Yavdif, so why should there be a heter of Eichel Nefesh? So Rabbah says, because there's a Svara, Hoyel, Umikloy Le Orchim, that there's a potential that even though you don't seem to need this Malacha, but if a guest would come to your house today, you would serve him this food that you prepared. So there is a potential for use on Yom Tov for this food that you prepared, and therefore we can't say that there's an issur d'oraisa committed by your being eifel l'tzarachol. Rav Chis, however, holds that you do get malchus because lo yamrin in hoyel umiklay archim. Rav Chis does not hold of the svara of hoyel, and he doesn't hold that he holds that the potential that guests might come and partake of this food does not mitigate the fact that you prepared for chol, and you personally did not have any need for this food on Yom Tov. So that's one aspect of the machlokes Rav Chista and Rabbah. Do we say the svara of hoyel umikloy le'orchim to take off the iser d'oraisa of preparing from Yom Tov to chol? The Gemara then discusses that Rabbah and Rav Chista took this machlokes to another nekuda, because according to Rav Chista, that you're like it, there's an Issur D'oraisa cooking for the next day. So Rabbah asks, then how come you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos with an Erev Tashilin? Erev Tashilin is a Drabbanan Dekatakana to enable you to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. If Yom Tov comes out on a Friday, so you're allowed to cook and bake on Friday, Letzerech Shabbos. Now, if you hold that there's an Issur D'oraisa of preparing from Yom Tov to another day that's not Yom Tov, so then how could Erev Tashilin take away that Issur? Rav Chista answers that there's a difference between preparing from Yom Tov to Chol and Yom Tov to Shabbos. From Yom Tov to Chol, there's taka Issur D'oraisa even as far as Malkus, if you do Malacha from Yom Tov to Chol. But from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and Rashi explains because it's like a Kedusha Achas, because Yom Tov is called Shabbos, there is no Issur D'oraisa. Taisus later, on the Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, gives a different svara why there would not be an Issur D'oraisa preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos, because since you cannot do this Malacha on Shabbos, the Zman of that Malacha is Nikva on Yom Tov. But whatever the svara is, the Meister of Chista holds that there is no Issur D'oraisa preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and therefore there's an ability of the Rabbanan to be mesaken ahead of the chatzchila aydei erev tefshilin. Rabbah, who holds that there technically is an iser from Yom Tov to Chol, the only thing that takes away the iser is Chol. Rabbah holds that Yom Tov to Shabbos is the same thing. There's also really an iser, a potential iser d'oraisa, if you bake and cook shelo l'tzarech, but since there's a svara of hoyel, so then that allows the rabbanon to be misakin erev tefshilin. That since when you cook and bake on Friday, it's possible that if guests would come later, that you would could give them of that food. So that takes off the issur d'oraisa, even though Rabbi Hol there's still an issur d'rabbanon. The svara of hoyel does not make it mutar l'chatzchila to be mechin from Yom Tov to Chol, at least it takes off the Issur D'oraisa and the Malkus, and therefore the Rabbanan can be Mesakin Erev Tefshilin to take off the Issur D'oraisa. So it comes out that there's a double Machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rava. The first machlokes is do you hold of the Svar of Hoyle? Rav Chisda does not hold of the Svar of Hoyle Miklai Le'orchim, and Rava does. And the second aspect of their machlokes is there a difference in the deraita of being mechin from Yom Tov to Chol and Yom Tov to Shabbos? Rav Chisda holds that there's a difference. Yom Tov to Chol is deraita, Yom Tov to Shabbos is not. And Rava holds that there's no difference. And in both cases, we need a Svar of Hoyle. So how do we paskin in this machlokes? So the Riv and the Ramban and the Ran and other Rishonim paskin like Rava, and that is the passage of the Shulchan Aruch, that we paskin like Rava, that there's an Isser of being Mechin, the end of the Chol, the end of the Shabbos. However, the Svar of Hoyle takes off the Isser Deraisa. So if that's the case, that we hold like Rava, so then, L'chaira, when it comes to Hilchot Erev Tevshilin, There's a big napkin halacha because we hold like Rava. The napkin is like this: if you hold like Rav Chisda that there's really no iser deraisa of preparing beyond the Shabbos and Eretz Tevshilin takes off the iser, so then there's no need for you to have any tzarach for the food that you're preparing on Yom Tov. You don't need to have any possibility of using the food on Yom Tov because there's no issue to rise at all of preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So even if you have no tzarach whatsoever, everything is matter. But if you hold like Rabbah that it takes off the issue to rise of being mechin from Yom Tov to Shabbos is the tzarach of Hoyle when we call it Orchim, so now you have a consideration. When you're using the heter of your Eruv Tevshilin to prepare for Shabbos, you must also have the Svara of Hoyle. It has to be at least a potential, maybe a vital potential, but some type of potential for guests to arrive, and that would enable you to take off Issa Deraisa, and Eruv Tevshilin could kick in to let you take off Issa Derabanan. But if you're in a situation that there is no Hoyle, it's not possible that this food will be available for guests. So then, l'chara, you have a big shayla. How could you rely on your Eretz Tevshilin to be mekel? And the Ma'aseh, the Magen Avraham and Siman Tam Kuf Chav Zayin, paskins that being that we hold that the heter of Eretz Tevshilin is because of oil. So therefore, when you do malacha on Yom Tov, Patar Shabbos, and the food will not be at least a third. The kul de kashita and machal ben rusai. The food won't be a third ready, so you can't rely on Eretz Tevshilin. And you shouldn't be cooking samach lechashecha. You shouldn't be preparing for Shabbos close to the tonight when the food won't be even ready and even edible. Let's start Yom Tov if a guest would show up, because then you don't have the svar of oil. And that is the chumrah of the Magen Avraham. Lamaisa, it's brought down that the Minigah Olam did not seem to be chayshish for this Magen Avraham, although there is an interesting nakuda that because of this Magen Avraham, the Minigah is brought down, Mishabur brings the Minigah down, that they would make an early Shabbos when you have a Friday leading in to Shabbos, the Yom Tov on Friday, so they would specially add a Minigah to make an early Shabbos to be conveyed the Suda earlier. So this way, at least to me, the right, so you take off the potential for an iser, because now you're going to be preparing the food earlier in the day, and it will certainly be ready before Shkia, because you're making an early Shabbos, you want to eat the Suda earlier. So based on this Magen Avraham, it's the lechatzchila that you should try to make an early Shabbos on a Friday. But the Aruch Shulchan brings that the Minigah Olam, by at least where he was not to be chayish for the Magen Avraham. And both the Mishabura and the Bir Halacha and the Aruch Shulchan explain that there's a lot to rely on to not be chayish for this Magen Avraham. So the Mishabura says, at least lechatzchila, you should try to be chayish, but b'shas al-chak can be mekel. And Aruch Shulchan takes it a step further, that he feels that there's a strong reason that one can be mekel against the Magen Avraham. And that is because there are many Rishonim that paskin like Rav Chisda. There are many Rishonim that hold that the iser of preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos is the Rabbanan. irrelevant to the Shaila of Hoyle. It's a separate Shaila. But this Etzem Inyan of preparing Grionim to Shabbos, a lot of Mepharshim hold that the Rambam Lamashal holds that there is no Isser Midaraisa preparing Grionim to Shabbos. Also the Balamor, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and many Rishayim hold like the Shita of Rav Chista, there's no Isser Midaraisa. So it would come out that the Erev Deshulin works without the need to come on to Hoyle. If that's the case, I would be allowed to prepare even later in the day where the food would not be available for me. With the Svar of Hoyle, I would still have a Heter. Rav Chasuchin brings a compelling smach to this, because the Gemara in the Sugya of Erev Deshulin, in the second parak of Maseches Beya, does not mention anything about Hoyle. If we hold like these shittas that you must use hoil to enable Erev Deshulin, Rav Chasuchin feels that the Gemara should have made some mention of this limitation. The Gemara explains the makaris and the svaras behind Erev Deshulin, and no mention is made there in the Ikar Sugya of Erev Deshulin. No mention is made there of this limitation of hoil. So it's imagine from the Stam Bavli and the Yishami Beferish he brings, that we hold that this issue of requiring hoil for Erev Deshulin is not la halacha, and we are allowed to rely on our Erev Deshulin even to prepare in a way that would not be available to guests today. But the chatzilah would seem from the Mishnah Berurah that certainly one should try to set himself up to be chutzis for the Magen Avraham and the other Rishonim that you do require this for a pile. The Mishnah Berurah declares perhaps a chilek between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Rishon on Erev Shabbos is deraisa. Perhaps one should be more machmer. Yom Tov Sheni, he's more nice to the huckle. Some declare lefi the Mishnah Berurah would the second day of Rosh Hashanah be like other Yom Tov Shenis, or perhaps more chomer because two days of Hashanah are like Chada Yom Arichta. But l'maisa, there's certainly an inyan l'chatchila to be chashish for this shita. So in this inyan, there's other interesting napkaminas. There was a minig based in Ramah to not eat dried fruits over Pesach. But some locales were makel with this inyan of eating raisins and dried fruit for an achar shel Pesach. So some sefer brings from his father-in-law Rick Vager, and his Rick Vager, Simon Hay, the shaila like this: can a person on Yom Tov Shvi Shal Pesach, which would be on Erev Shabbos, can a person prepare and cook and do malacha with dried fruit, even though today you don't eat it because of the minik? So but tomorrow you will eat it. So can I use my Erev Tefshilin to cook the raisins today, even though I can't serve it to guests, and I myself would not eat it? So Rav Gregor says a merdek asvara, why it would be mutter. Tosis talks about why don't we say that because everything is fit for a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, if you hold a svara of hoyl, the hoyl would be roy, I'm allowed to do malacha. Why don't we say a svara that I could always prepare and do everything because do all malacha because hoyl that it would be roy. For a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, so I should be allowed to do everything. I not lav dafka only if there's for guests. So it says that chayla sheyesh bo sakana is eno shliach, but lamaisa a chayla sheein bo sakana is certainly more shliach. And their minig of not eating raisins did not extend to a chayla sheein bo sakana. So Zogram Kveger, maybe I could prepare the raisins on erev Shabbos Shvi Shal Pesach. And I have a svar to take off the derais to take a iser. I have a svar of hoyle that maybe somebody will be a chelish in mosakana, and he'll want to eat the he'll have need of the raisins, and that should allow me to do it. So Kreger was nice at the huckle that you could prepare the dried fruit, the raisins, on Shvi Shal Pesach erev Shabbos. So some cipher ties back like as follows. So cipher says it's true that a chelish in mosakana might be somewhat of a common phenomenon. However, it's not necessarily common that a chayla sheim ha-sakara requires raisins. That he should need raisins, that I should have a heter to go and cook dried fruit for him, that lav dafka do chayla require raisins. So that's not shchiach. That'd be unusual. So once you have tzeis teretz we don't say hoyel in an unusual case, so that would extend to a chadash emes takana requiring the raisins. Therefore, the Chasam Sofer held that you would not be allowed to cook the dried fruit on Erev Shabbos, Shri Shal Pesach. It's chadash for the Smagan Avram, going up to the Smagan Avram, because you do not have the svara of hoyel. There's another Ramah, Tzavkum Chavzayin. The Ramah says that if somebody's fasting on Erev Shabbos, Yom Tif, for whatever reason, so it's unfair for him to cook with Erev Tefillin because he himself is unable to eat. So Mishavura brings Chokin. In other words, it seems like the Ramah feels that if you yourself can't eat, so you don't have the sort of being roy for yourself today. Mishavura brings the Beis Meir, another Achren, and say, L'chorim, spare the Ramah. Because since Hoyel, that you could feed it to others, you could feed it to guests, so L'chor, the Erev Tefshilin should work for you. So it seems that the Ramah holds that the Ikra Erev Tefshilin was for you to prepare for yourself. But if you're fasting and you can't, and you are not unable to eat, it's not called for you an Erev Tefshilin. But the other Paiskim say that since I have a Torah of Hoyel, and I can prepare for guests, so even though I'm not eating, it's okay. And they compare it to a person who would be full, and would be unable to eat simply because he's full, so nobody's saying that he can't prepare for Shabbos, even though he has no appetite, so it should be okay. But interestingly, the Ben Ish Chai writes that according to the Ramah, that if you're fasting, you don't have Erev Tefillin. So Ben Ish Chai, the Shitas Yochai, but he wants to be Mechadeh, so if somebody is Fleishik, he wouldn't be allowed to prepare Milchik for Shabbos, being that he personally is not allowed to eat Milchik. This would seem also to relate to the Shaila as follows. We know there's a minhag that people don't eat gebrochs. So the whole 7 days of Pesach, they don't eat any matzah got involved with mashkin. So people eat the eighth day, there's a minhag, widespread minhag, that we do eat kneiloch, and they do eat gebrochs. So what if the eighth day of Pesach is on a Shabbos? So you need to prepare your kneiloch on Yom Shvi, but you don't eat gebrochs. So how can you, where's your svar of hoyel? If we're chayshus for the svar of hoyel, so how are you allowed to prepare and make the knelech for the eighth day? According to the Magen Avraham, you can't feed it to anybody. You don't eat it. It's not right to you. So Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham, Metavna Tesef Katan Yerzayin, says that telling us asher mishum chumra, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. And the pshat is that the chur, you could feed it taka to others, the svar of hoyel. So I myself, if I hold it's asr me'ikr adin, if I hold it's mamash asr, I can't feed it to others. It's a shayla me'ivr, even if they hold it's mutar. And the reason why I abstain from something is because of a chumra, but I'm asking in the ikr adin that it's okay. So in that case, I have a svar of hoyel, because if my guest comes and he eats it, I'm not doing an aver of lifnei iver by giving him this food, because I'm asking him that he has what to rely on to eat it. It's just my minik to be machmer. So concerning the minhag of gebroch, the chazanish and simin memtas oisef vav, kind of that certainly it's only a chumrah. Because if you hold it as a minhag adin, you can't be mekel on the last day of Pesach, Achron Shel Pesach. We don't eat chametz on Achron Shel Pesach. So therefore it seems to be only usher as a minhag, not minhag adin, and therefore the chazanish holds that there is no problem at all for a person to prepare their knelach on Yom Shvi, Shall Pesach that comes out on Erev Shabbos, and he'll use them on Shabbos because a guest could come who's not makpid a minhag of gebrochs, and I have this Torah of Hoyel that I could feed it to him. But according to the Ramah, that if I'm fasting, I can't rely on Erev Tefillin, that's because I have a real netter and I'm not allowed to eat. But over here, where it's only a chumrah, so even according to the Ramah, it would be all right for me to prepare the knelech for an Shvi Shel Pesach that comes out on an Erev Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.